Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. A little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, I take I take my title seriously. That when I say Small Business Advocate, it means that I'm here to help you operate your business more successfully in everything that I can do to bring on people on the show to help me do that, to help you get better. But it also means that I talk about things that I feel like might be hurting you. When I see things or people who I consider might be hurting you, doing things that are not benefiting small business owners, I get worked up about that too. And that's part of my assignment, part of my work as the Small Business Advocate. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we want to know what you're thinking about. What's going on? How do you feel about different things that are going on? That's the reason why we ask the poll questions that we do every week. And the very most recent one that we asked was about the recession. And I should say about the economy. What did you think about the economy, our GDP going negative in the fourth quarter of 2012? What did you think about that? Especially since it only takes two consecutive negative quarters to make a recession, you know. And so we asked that question, what do you think about that? And what you said was 4% of you answered this way, there's no chance of a recession. It was just one bad quarter and it won't be repeated. And so so that was good news from those 4%. But 30% said that it could go either way. There was a 50-50 chance the economy could go either way. Almost a third said that. Almost 40% said that there's a three-quarter chance that the economy is very fragile and that it could go into a 3-4 chance we could be go into a recession in this quarter that we're in right now. And then a little more than a fourth said 100%. In fact, they said we may already be in a recession. Now, so what we got there, folks, think about that. We got 96% of small business owners thinking that the economy is could go either way or may already be in a recession. Think about that. Now, I don't like to talk about this, but this is reporting. I have to do this. I have to talk about what's really happening out there in the marketplace because it's important to juxtapose what the creators of over 70 million paychecks every month and all of the net new jobs for the last generation. It's important to understand how those people, how you see what's in front of you right now. It's important to understand that and then compare that to what's happening, what's coming out of Washington. So while 30% of small business owners of our audience says the economy could go either way, the president in his State of the Union speech never mentioned that anything about that. Didn't say one word about a negative fourth quarter GDP. But small business owners see it differently. The president said that he basically talked about investing in these infrastructure jobs. The last time he talked about that, he called them shovel-ready jobs. But then if you remember, he came back a year later and said, well, it turns out, now he actually said this, folks, it turns out that those jobs weren't as shovel-ready as we thought. But yet, he mentioned it again in this new State of the Union speech. He just didn't call them shovel-ready jobs. He gave them he said, investing in infrastructure jobs. All the while, 3 out of 4 small business owners, or I should say 40% of small business owners, think the economy is very fragile. While all that's going on, President Obama wants to raise minimum wage to $9 from $7.25, which was raised not that long ago, to $9. $9 an hour. Well, here's the thing that I believe my audience will say, Mr. President, where's that money going to come from? Who's going to pay the difference? That's going to come out of the small businesses' pockets that you would like to start hiring more people. But see, here's the thing, folks. The same people who 96% say we could be heading into a recession on some level, and who are also saying we're not hiring more employees because we're already afraid of Obamacare, those same people are the ones who are going to get hit with an increase in minimum wage, either directly or indirectly. It will affect them. So this is what I mean when I say Mr. Obama's policies and his rhetoric are talking small business owners and influencing small business decisions to not grow their businesses. And we will not get out of this economic malaise that we're in right now, folks, until small business owners get excited and are confident about their future. And this president is not helping them feel that way. I wish he would get that message. He could start talking differently and turn things around to some degree. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.